John and Sam in Japan, the international comedy podcast.
Theme tune time. Let's go, John. John and Sam in Japan. John and Sam in Japan. John and Sam in Japan.
I told you there's no way I'm singing.
Come on. John and Sam in Japan. John and Sam in Japan. Yeah. John and Sam in Japan.
Never gonna happen. And put your clothes back on. It's just weird.
Never.
John and Sam in Japan, the international comedy podcast.
Welcome to the show. Here's John.
Here's Sam.
And this is John and Sam in Japan,
the international comedy podcast.
Happy birthday, John.
Yeah.
Well, sort of. I mean, we're a week late. Is it a week late?
Yeah. So, well, my birthday was last Monday.
Oh, you don't need to tell me. I know exactly when it was. Actually, did you notice on our group chat with our friends that I remembered first? Thank you very much. Yeah. I'll take credit for that. And then, it was getting late in the day, wasn't it?
Oh yeah,
over in Japan. Yeah.
I assumed everyone's just like being kind of doing it like my time. Giving it.
Oh no, that's exactly. We had a big meeting about it. Or is it one of those, no, he's been out of Japan 5 years now, he's dead to me.
Yeah, I very much thought that was what it was.
So did you have a nice...
No, I was feeling quite sorry for myself on my birthday, because my birthday was on Monday, but I spent all day sat on the toilet, not being very well, so... And not through excess either.
Top or bottom?
Bottom.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, it's just not something that you could do as a teacher. Like, you know, if you're coughing and stuff, you can get away with it. But if you're shitting your pants, you can't be, going to work.
Yeah, I mean, if you shit in your pants in the class, you're going to get a nickname that sticks, aren't you?
Yeah.
Mr. Brown Britches.
But you just feel bad because it's like, obviously, it's your birthday. And then just not at work. And so everyone's just going, oh, I just had the day off because it's his birthday. And I was like,
yeah,
I wish
yeah,
I had.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's extremely suspicious timing.
Oh, and it's a Monday as well. So it's just obviously just...
No one believes you.
No. But that's... No, it's good. So on the Saturday, I'd gone to a concert with one of our avid listeners. And I had such a great weekend. You know, like, we got a hotel and stuff, and just one of those random nights where you go out into a city and just meet loads of random people and weird stuff happens, and it's just dead exciting.
What was the concert, by the way?
It's old school. It's Underworld. So if you remember Born Slippy from Trainspotting. So it's a rave.
Oh, yeah, old school.
Yeah, so
good.
There's a lot of people who were my age sort of dancing around, and a lot of, well, I suppose younger people as well. But yeah, it's a bit weird because, like, obviously back in the day, go to raves and it'd be like grotty toilets and drug dealers and just, and now it's just like this whole sort of sanitized, scan your QR code, you go in and it's all dead, dead clean and like...
No sticky floor.
No, like at one point I went to go to the toilet and it's like in a big sort of event place. And so I walked past the security and said, oh, where's the toilet? And she went, oh, it's all right. Yeah, look, you're coming through here. I'll let you into this one. So she just let me into like this sort of disabled secret toilet round the back, which was dead clean and everything. I'm thinking, fucking hell, how life has changed. You know.
Yeah, I've got something to tell you. I'm pretty sure she thought you were disabled.
If it had been 20 years ago and I'd been girded, then I reckon that would have been true.
God, this guy's got something wrong with him.
No, it was a very sanitized, you know, they were selling, you know, you couldn't buy a pint. It was all sort of small cans. And so, like I said, I wasn't even that drunk at all. And then afterwards, we kind of left it, you know, left the event and we're walking back. And it's like, you know, middle age now. So, like, are you hungry? And it's like 11 o'clock at night. Yeah, should we just go for a meal? So we like went to this Chinese restaurant and sat there. We sat next to, it was like closing at this Chinese restaurant. And so they said, go on, you can have like some quick food. So had some food. Me and him were chatting away, and then at the table directly next to us, they still had these, you know, the big plastic COVID shields.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was like an old married couple sat there polishing off a bottle of wine. And so like, me and my mate, you know, we were a bit fresh, but we started chatting to him. And then they said, oh, do you want to... I said, we're going to catch taxi back to our hotel. And it just turned out that their hotel was just literally around the corner from where we were staying. So oh, should we share a taxi together? Yeah, yeah. So we got in a taxi with this old married couple.
This doesn't end up with you having like a weird foursome, does it?
No. No. When we got into the taxi, it just turned out taxi driver was, I think it was Kurdish or something. He was like, you know, Afghanistani. And then it just turns out that this old bloke was just a massive racist. So me and his my friend were sat in the back, and his wife was telling him off. And then he was just sort of giving this taxi driver sort of like, basically racist abuse. So then we kind of stopped, and me and my mate sort of jumped out and went, right, yeah, see you later. We'll go this way. Thanks for that. Just horrible.
You never know, do you? You never know.
And then, yeah, so then the next morning we woke up, had a big fry up. And then,
that's the way to sort yourself out the next day.
I'm thinking this is what probably caused. We don't know if it was the Chinese or the. Because I got.
Are you blaming the foreign Chinese food or the good old British food? I know. I know what the man in the taxi would be blaming.
Sam loves musical comedy, and John hates listening to it. John hates absolutely everything. He's a miserable fucking git.
This is J&S in J News.
All right, and now it's time for the news part of the show. So, Sam, what have you got for us?
I was looking through my notes file on my phone today, and I came across one like labeled podcast, and I don't remember doing that. Anyway, I opened it up, and there was a couple of old news stories that we've done before,
right? Yeah.
And there was like this story that also we hadn't done, so I must have saved them last year or 2 years ago or something. Anyway, right. So it's a bit retro, but I found it. And actually this one is we haven't done a read Reddit in a while, so it's slightly embarrassing because this isn't really even a newspaper article. I mean, it was on Twitter and it's from Reddit. So right. It really is a
read Reddit.
Yeah. But anyway, it's quite. It made me giggle. So let me get on with it. So, there's some parts of the language I don't understand. What does this mean at the beginning of it? TIFU. It's right. It says TIFU/my 20-year-old female girlfriend of 2 years. TIFU. I mean, how old are we? I'll Google it.
TIF.
I hope it's not rude. Oh, TIFU. Okay. I'll give you a little clue.
Yeah.
See if you can get it. So it's a phrase. It's a pretty well-known phrase. It's internet slang. Also used on Reddit a lot. Which is obvious this time, and it's vulgar.
Right.
So I'll give you the first word. So FU at the end is fairly guessable, I would
say. Right, okay.
The T stands for today.
Today I fuck you.
Oh, yeah, you've got three out of the four. The last one is not you.
Today I fucked up.
Yeah, you got it. Well done. Well done. Yeah, so TIFU, if you see that on Twitter or Reddit. Yeah, today I fucked up. There we go. It's funny. When I read this earlier, I mean, I have checked it before. I just must have when you're reading stuff, you just ignore the words you don't know, it turns out. I didn't even notice that earlier. TIFU, today I fucked up. My 20-year-old female girlfriend of 2 years told me the music that I, a 25-year-old male, play during sex is weird and a major turn-off. So, firstly, without giving, you know, too many details, would you put music on? Like, do you have a love tape? Bit of Barry White belting out in the background?
No, I had a friend who was a girl. This just made me remember that story where she said there's a guy that she was seeing. I can't remember if she's seen for a little bit, but he used to put Robbie Williams' Angels on when he was going down on her, and she said it just freaked her. she said it was just a bit too, Well, she said he used to do that. He used to like mouth and sing along to it like while he was in her.
Oh my god. So, why do I fear that this news story is going to lead down dark alleys? I mean, for want of a better phrase. certainly these days I don't put on any romantic music, but no. I think back in the younger days, probably the radio or something, it's more to kind of muffle the
the wheezing. Now I'd probably need music to hide the sound of my joints creaking.
I don't. Well, we're past our prime, I think it's fair to say. So it says, my girlfriend said that the music I play during sex is weird and a major turn-off. And then he gives a little backstory. He says, when I first started having sex, I researched into ways to be better, as I was a little stiff and pretty much had no idea what I was doing.
You'd hope you were. That's how it works,
mate.
The
stiffer, the better.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, you want to be relaxed in certain areas. You don't want to be like a seesaw banging away. he had no idea what he was doing. I read online that you can play music and match the rhythm in order to put on a better performance.
Right.
So, what do you reckon would be a good genre to...
Well, I'm guessing like the same as when somebody's having a heart attack, you know, you do like the Bee Gees Staying Alive, so, something like that.
Staying alive. My lower back would be able to do it.
But I think if a woman could pick up that that's what you were doing, I'd imagine a woman would find it quite off-putting or weird. I thought...
Well, I mean, the temptation to do the...
Stay alive. And as a woman, having sex with someone who keeps saying, stay alive.
On the first time.
Like you're a serial killer, you've had to just murder her. I thought it meant like his weird music would be like something like, you know, like demonic Gregorian chanting or something like that. Because I'm trying to raise the Antichrist.
I think the thing that makes this a strange story is that I think he thinks he's pretty a normal guy.
Right.
Like it sounds like he's just a normal guy trying to do his best, but he's, you know, well, in his own words, TIFU. So he says, I searched love making songs, don't want that in your Google history, and started slowly creating a playlist in which I was comfortable matching the rhythm.
Wow.
So maybe, Staying Alive would be a little bit, maybe too upbeat. He said, there are a few songs to my playlist. However, there is one song in particular, which actually happens to be my favourite, that my girlfriend hates and says turns her off in a major way.
What does the fox say? What does the fox say?
Oh, Yeah, you can't guess the song that he plays. Let me just tell you that. But he said, he continues, I don't understand why it has taken her 2 years to tell me she hates the song. He says, it's a good lovemaking song with good rhythm. He's standing by it.
Right.
He says, I feel the way I fucked up is I could have possibly asked her previously, yeah, it's been two years, if she likes the playlist or any of the songs she'd like to add or change.
Yeah.
But to leave it for 2 years thinking our sex life is great, but in her eyes has just been ruined by my music, has left the whole situation feeling awkward, and I'm a bit annoyed.
Well, I mean, surely, like, listening to the same thing every time you have sex is just that's a weird thing.
Yeah, I mean, you see it on, like, those kind of 80s movies. You know, like, they have, you know, like, I don't know, Porky's or something. One of the dirty characters has a sex tape or, like, sex music or something. So maybe he's sort of thinking along those lines.
Right. Yeah, but
it's my love making.
That's fine if you're just having, like, one night stands with different people, but surely, like, you'd think to yourself, it's the same person every time doing the same music. That's just gonna, you know, where's his self-awareness?
Well, I think that's probably the part he's lacking quite in a major way. And also, I mean, the next bit kind of compounds what you're saying. He said, I pretty much played this tune every single time. So the amount of times she must have not been enjoying it when I thought the complete opposite is annoying, but it's also embarrassing in ways. Yeah. Variety is the spice of life, so they say.
Yeah, yeah.
He says, although this has been a reused tape or CD, because he says, not to mention my previous partners, however, they never complained about the song, so maybe it's just her. So I don't know, how would you feel if you had a partner and then you found out you'd been shagging to this tape, but then she had also been using that exact same tape with her previous partner. Yeah. You're not happy about that, are you?
No, surely that'd be like, yeah. You got to find fresh start, fresh music.
Yeah. I think you need to chuck your tape away once you've dumped or been been dumped.
Yeah.
He says, it's fucked up the relationship, to be honest, because sex feels awkward now. he's all stiff. Given their due, they're still shagging, though, aren't they? Yeah. So things haven't gone that wrong.
Can you imagine if he's chucked away the tape, but he's just humming it to her as he's doing it?
Unconscious humming. He said, the other day we were having sex with no music, but I was still thrusting to the tune playing in my head.
So she'll obviously know then, won't she? She'll know that it's like, staying alive.
Well, you've guessed well there, because it goes on, she recognised this and asked me to stop.
Oh. Gosh.
He finishes with, I thought this song was perfect and I always thrust along with the tune.
Right.
And it gives me, and I feel it gives me the perfect rhythm for doing the deed.
Right.
A graphic information coming next. I usually bust to this song, he says, bust. And I find it devastating that she hates the song.
Does it tell you what the song is?
Yeah, so I'm going to play it for you now. But bearing in mind, this is his best ever, most favourite lovemaking song.
Is it, I like big butts and I cannot lie?
I don't know how you got to time the rhythm. So I hadn't actually heard this song before, but I wonder if you have. I think it might be a little bit more up your street. So here is the lovemaking song of the year. Starts off slow.
As you said, like,
it's gonna kick in.
What?
So, do you reckon you've got the kind of the flexibility to be able to pound along to this tune? And it kind of continues along in the same vein. Do 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 do. So it's like it would be like a sort of a
poor girl. She's every time she's had sex for 2 years, she's had to do fucking up.
And the thing is, you would know if he's playing the same CD or whatever, you'd know the song before, whatever that was, you know, let's say it was ABBA. Yeah. I go, oh no. this song in question is Hudson Mohawk.
Right.
Seabat is called. Right. I don't know. I've never heard of it. You go, oh no, ABBA. That means he's about to shoot his load.
To be honest, if it turned out that we found out his girlfriend was chained to a radiator in his basement, that would not surprise me.
That was J&S in J News. John and Sam's top tip.
Hi, my name is Sam, and I've got a top tip. Usually, the top tip is related to something in the episode, but not today. It's just something I did, and I thought, wow, that's a top tip. Today, I made tuna mayonnaise. Usually, I would open the can and put the tuna in a bowl, but today I didn't. There was no bowl, so I squirted mayonnaise directly into the can and mixed it up. Tuna mayonnaise without a dirty bowl. That is a top tip.
John and Sam's top tip.
Did it work? Did you not get brine everywhere?
Yeah, yeah. No, so I drained the brine out.
Ah, right.
Yeah, yeah. I should have probably said that.
Why didn't you get a bowl?
Because there was no small clean ones. Okay. Like the dishwasher was on.
Ah, right. Oh,
it was like, yeah, so I was like, there was a big bowl, and it's like, oh, such a big bowl. And I just thought, eh.
Would you let your missus see you do that?
No, she was out. John, what are you doing?
I'm cooking, obviously. What does it look like I'm doing?
Nah, I think you're doing that a bit too much.
No, it's fine. I know what I'm doing.
No, seriously, that is not going to end well.
Well, trust me, I know what I'm doing. It's perfect.
Or is it?
There we go. It's the burnt question.
It's time for the burnt question. This is where we go back over previous burning questions and check any late replies. We do encourage you, if any of the, when you're listening back to old episodes or you're a new listener, if you find a burning question that you got an answer for, they never ever close. Send them in. We'll definitely do them. We love a little bit of a tasty, yummy, burnt question. Anyway, so John, what burnt delights do you have for us?
So this was just after the Christmas. So the question was, what was the best or worst bit of your winter holiday? And Kat is Singing Badly got in touch via Twitter. And she said, asking my brother to bring the crackers whilst I cooked a whole Christmas dinner for five. So this is, I don't know if this is an American tradition, but in England, crackers is not, it's not the food. It's like the Christmas crackers that you pull and inside there's a joke and a paper hat and usually some sort of screwdriver set, mini screwdriver set. Or a...
to people who don't know what a cracker is, that just sounds mental, doesn't it? Yeah. But that's British culture.
Yeah. So when... Basically, you pull it with the person next to you and it pops. There's like a little sort of explosive strip in it, and then one person wins. Oh, but anyway, so Kat said she asked her brother to bring the crackers while she cooked a whole Christmas dinner for five, and of course he forgot them. So they sat at the table and shouted bang instead. Oh, I think that's great.
Yeah, that would work as well for the kind of American-style popper crackers that you pull the string for and this stuff. Because, bang, I mean, it's the same. So, yes.
That's great.
In some ways, I think Kat's brother there has made a stronger family memory than if he had remembered to bring the crackers.
Yeah. So who else got in touch?
Zoe got in touch on Facebook. This was to the... this was to the question from last time. What's the worst behavior you've seen in a restaurant? And I'm not sure if this is the worst behavior, but it's certainly kind of embarrassing. Zoe is the sister-in-law of a pair of twins who I'm friends with, who are Paul and Dan. And their brother Graham is Zoe's husband. They're strapping lads, let's say that. Yeah. And Zoe said the worst behaviour she's seen in a restaurant was when Paul, Dan and Graham were asked to leave the all-you-can-eat buffet for eating too much.
Wow.
And the thing is, I don't doubt the veracity of that one little bit. who else was in touch? Who else was there?
So this was from the burnt question. Has anyone in your family ever done anything noteworthy, good or bad? So Tom got in touch via Gmail and he said, I don't know if it's noteworthy because nobody else knows about it, but my younger brother once burnt down our school. Only me and him know about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kind of like living the dream of many, many school children.
So he doesn't go into detail about how he burnt the school down, but sounds like it sounds like he's an arsonist who's got away with it.
Wow. I mean, that really, really is a burnt question. the other one we had to the what's the worst restaurant behavior, that was also, so last time we played an audio clip from your auntie.
Yeah, my auntie Caroline.
But when she sent us that one, she actually sent two. So now we're going to play the second audio clip. I still haven't listened to it. I've been sat on this for like over a month. Really kind of itching to hear it. So let's find out what Auntie Caroline has to say in her second voice message to John and Sam.
Story number two is me and Anthony went to Amsterdam. At the same time, one of his work colleagues was going with his new girlfriend. So he said, oh, why don't we meet up? We'll go and have a meal. So I'd never met either of these two because me and Anthony hadn't been sort of together that long. So we met in a bar and then we went to the restaurant next door. We'll call the couple Barbara and Barry. So we're shown to our table in this restaurant, absolutely heaving, huge restaurant. Every table was full. So shown to our table. So Barbara looks up, she's got this mass of blonde hair, like looks like something out of Dallas. And there's all these lovely, the table were beautiful, all lovely candles down the table. So as she's sitting down, she bent sort of down to pull a chair forward and her hair caught fire. From all these candles, she must have had a tin of air spray on her bonnet. So she's just on fire, didn't realise it. So I was straight opposite her. No, there were only me had noticed that, you know, she had this beacon glowing on top of her bonds. So I started slapping her on her head to put out this fire. So, of course, she didn't realise. She just thought I'd gone absolutely barmy. And, oh, my God, we've come out for a meal with a crazy woman. So she's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Everyone in the restaurant at this point is watching. Yeah. And I said, your hair's on fire. So I'm slapping you to put it out. So I can't quite remember if this Barry chucked some water over her as well, but I'm just slapping this woman's head that I've never met before. Everyone in the restaurant was looking at us. So, yeah, anyway, the fire got put out and we had a really, really nice meal. But, yeah, those two, I'll never, ever forget those two things, those two stories. And they were years ago. But, yeah, funny. Hope you're well. Love you lots. If you do put it on your podcast, let me know and I shall have a listen.
Oh, we did. We did, yeah. Put it on,
Caroline.
That's Caroline,
what a legend.
Yeah. That's quality. The fact that the woman next to her didn't realise, just thought she was getting beating off a nutter.
She'd only met, this is the first time she'd met her, because sit down for a meal and someone just had, slapping her.
I was in a restaurant once where it was, I think it was like Mexican or Spanish or something. It was a birthday party. We're about like 18 or 19. And they had candles on the table. And a guy, not in our group, but a guy sitting, you know, yeah, a couple of tables over, it was brilliant that his hair caught fire, because he was like long-haired, kind of handsome, suave, probably like a leather jacket twat. And he leaned over and his hair went on fire and he fucking knew about it. And he's like, and like, mate, you've just gone from a cool rating of 10 out of 10 down to about 1.5. Yeah. Still higher than me, but, you know, it's good to see someone handsome being brought down a peg or two.
Yeah, well, there's nothing cool about being on fire.
Get your bird request with DJ on the show.
Okay, that just leaves me to say thanks to everyone who's involved in today's show. Thanks to everyone who got in touch. And of course, special thanks to Auntie Caroline for sending the voice messages.
All right. And so for next episode's burning question, in honour of me spending my 44th birthday sat on a toilet, so what's the worst ever birthday you've had?
I wonder if Auntie Caroline has a couple of tales. Sounds like something she might have in her locker.
All right. Anything else?
No, I think that's all.
All right, catch you later.
It is time to go. That's the end of the show. Tell your friends and your family.
Or even the people you married.
You should join in. Answer the burning question. Send a new story. Preferably something we can find about. We're on the social media sites, Facebook and Twitter, day and night. It's John and Sam in Japan at gmail.com.
And if you do this, then maybe, just maybe, Sam will put his clothes back on.
John and Sam in Japan, the international comedy podcast.